sharing that a number of skills and forcing that and kind of, is it just effort or is it more than that?
I would say probably some is effort and some is sloppiness on their part. You know, just like when anything that's high turnovers, it's probably both.
Is there anything significant as far as the time point after the beginning of the game? Things start out a little flat, fell down by so much, then things were actually working?
Yeah, I thought Beek was really good. You know, he's the guy we have to keep in there on anybody of any size. And I thought Juwan gave us a great spurt there in the first quarter to get us back in it.
Can you talk about inspiring play? Do you think that can make a difference?
Well, it does to me. You know, I don't really know about anybody else, but to see how he's grinding through these games and these minutes against frontline players is inspiring, because you think about it, last year we had some of the same, we were in a similar situation, and he's playing so much better this year, which is a huge part of why we're better this year with Yao out.
Is that also true about a couple other guys, maybe Juwan and Rafer, how they played? Juwan played very well last year.
I thought Juwan and Rafer basically played well last year. I think the three things, McGrady physically better and mentally better, Shane's addition, and Dikembe. And then I think everybody else obviously is doing their thing, but I think they did that pretty well last year.
Talk about on the player looking for the same spot in rotation. What Kirk gave you tonight, is there any information to try to get him in there on Warrior on his back?
Well, I don't think I would judge off what, like, I wouldn't judge Kirk totally off the Dallas game, nor tonight. So I wouldn't, I'm not going to hop on or off anyone's bandwagon over one game. I know this, we're not going to play them both at the same time. I don't mean in the game at the same time, in the rotation at the same time. It becomes too muddled.
That's the thing that's pleased you most about the way you guys have reacted since you lost it out. Or among the things?
Yeah. No one believes it's a week. Last year had nothing to do with, you know, everyone wants to make this an intangible thing, you know, and we had great intangibles last year. We did. When Yao was out and McGrady was out, we went down to Charlotte with one of the most intangibly inspiring performances I've ever been a part of, when we lost in double overtime. The difference this year is we're better. Dikembe's played better. Shane, despite modest numbers, has a huge impact on the bottom line of winning. And like I said, although Matt wasn't good tonight, he's been very good in a far different place, mentally and physically. And we've had enough help from, you know, Kirk for a few games has given us some, you know, pretty good stuff, and Bonzi for a couple games has given us some pretty good stuff. So we've had some, you know, addition things. And I think on top of that, we do have the intangibles, you know, most nights. Some nights we're not tangible enough, though. We're going to have to figure out with a slow team how we can try to negate the quickness and speed and size of the teams, of the great teams in this league, and we've had trouble doing that.
From a coaching standpoint, it was pretty personally satisfying to see a group reconfigure itself like.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I like what they for the most part, how they go about their business. I like how they're into the game on the bench, you know, much like a college-type atmosphere. I like how they genuinely seem to enjoy each other's successes instead of just getting into their own success. The group is a great group. It's a great group. Whether we can, and how many we win or, what goes on from here, I don't think it's going to change my feeling for the group. The group's a good group.
What happens when Yao comes back? I mean, do you have to redo it again?
Oh, I think I've enjoyed the
challenge.
No, the debate about disrupting our chemistry with Yao. Believe me, we'll be fine. We'll be fine with the chemistry part. It's not going to be a chemistry part. It's going to be a game. It's going to be the tangibles. The tangible is one of the best things we've done offensively. Is we've cut down on our turnovers with Yao. Yao was a high turnover. We played Yao, McGrady, Bonzi, three high turnover guys. That has really, really hurt, any type of, that was our biggest nemesis offensively. And yet, I think people, when we had McGrady and Yao together, we were 14-6, so we were winning 70% of our games. A lot of those were on the road, so I'm not worried about the chemistry aspect. What will be interesting to see is how people handle reduced minutes. And I'm not talking about Dikembe, but, do we play four bigs and only four perimeters, which would shut out some people, or do we, and that, to me, could impact, certain people. But I don't think it'll impact the chemistry we have.
That's a good argument.
Yeah, I know. I heard the question.
I know Matt would ask me right here.
Yeah, well, it's really hard to do one of these without Matt over there. I think that question is hard to answer. Right now, when you're looking at, you try to predict future, what's going to happen down the line, I would say this, 32-18, at this moment, I believe we have about fourth, fifth, I don't know, best record in the league, and your record, you are what your record says you are, to a certain degree. The bigger question is, what do we do from here? Can we keep going for another month and a half without Yao? Or do we fall than thought we would be, which is probably a sub-500 team without Yao? I think it's hard to really know that.
Anything else?